Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Storm Éowyn, this red alert extended to the entire island of Ireland from the early hours of tomorrow morning. The National Emergency Coordination Group, they're right now holding a press conference, so we'll keep you posted on that as well. But Aoife Keighley is with me from Met Éireann. Aoife, as things stand at midday this Thursday, there's been no downgrade to any of the red alerts.
Hi, Andrea. No. Storm is going to be a very severe storm. So that red warning will stay in place for the entire country through, as he said, from the later hours of tonight through much of tomorrow morning for most areas, and even into the early part of tomorrow afternoon for Donegal. So this storm is a severe storm. It's expected to bring extreme damaging and destructive gusts and danger to life also. So very important that people are prepared for this.
It seems to be broken down, even by Met Éireann, you know, to various different regions from various different times, Aoife.
Yes. So initially what we're going to see is across the entire country, the winds will pick up gradually through tonight. So for the entire country, the status orange wind warning is going to come into effect at midnight. And then, as you said, for different regions, the red warning is going to come into effect at different times. So the details for the validity times of all those warnings can be found on met.ie and on our app. But that is essentially because as the storm tracks up past our west and northwest coast through tonight and tomorrow, it's gradually going to extend those strongest winds northeastwards across the country. Really, by tomorrow morning, no matter where you are, once you wake up, the extreme gale to storm force winds will have developed across most regions. So the important thing to note is that the preparations that will be needed ahead of this will have to be undertaken today. Significant impacts are likely ahead or associated with this storm. So conditions will be dangerous out and about. The advice is to stay sheltered, stay at home under any red level warning. And we would expect some power outages as well, possibly some water outages and of course, disruption too. And even after the red level warning lapsed, the orange level warning actually stays in place until 4 p.m. for the entire country. So even once the worst of the winds have gone, it is still going to be very windy, and that is going to bring some further impact. So if at all possible, through tomorrow, it should be avoided going out and about, and because we may see some further significant impact with that orange level warning.
Is it just that the gusts then are due to die down by the early afternoon that's allowing for the orange warning to kick in, Aoife?
Well, so the gusts and the mean speeds will gradually decrease in the afternoon. So that is just as the storm, the centre of the storm will move away from us. So the winds by the afternoon won't be just as strong. But it's very important to note that the orange warning is still a significant warning, and especially with the damage that is likely to come in the early hours of tomorrow, anything that maybe any impacts that will have occurred early on are only going to be exacerbated by the continuing strong winds that we'll see right through the afternoon. So even though there won't be a red level in place from 2 o'clock onwards anywhere in the country, there is still going to be impactful winds nationwide. So extra care, extreme caution needed right through the day tomorrow.
What does all of this pose for you, Graham McQueen, who's the media relations manager with the Dublin Airport Authority?
It's going to be a tough day tomorrow. It's going to be a day of disruption. What level of disruption remains to be seen. But you've heard there's some pretty strong winds on the way. So we're expecting probably most likely some cancellations through the day, but definitely delays. So the message from us would be, if you're due to fly tomorrow, you're going to need to keep in close contact with your airline to find out what the latest status of that flight is.
Just on that, Graham, I'm one of those that's keeping a close eye on how things develop at Dublin Airport. I'm due to go out myself tomorrow morning. So, like, I noticed that on your Twitter account from last night, that the DAA is advising passengers to check in with airlines. Some of the airlines, no way getting in touch with them. Can't contact them.
Yeah, Lucan, I think we're talking with the airlines this morning, trying to find out what their schedule plans are for tomorrow. That information hasn't been forthcoming yet either to us. So I think they're trying to make those decisions at the moment. But from our point of view as an airport, both here in Dublin and Cork, our aim is to keep the airport operational. That will allow the airlines to make their flights happen tomorrow. But it's all dependent on the weather. If we do get to those types of wind speeds that are being mentioned, and it will make flying very, very difficult at times. And, you know, you're looking at go-around, certainly, you're looking at diversions, and that could have a knock-on impact, not just on operations at Dublin Airport. Airports all around the UK and Ireland are going to be affected. So the flight schedule tomorrow definitely has potential for change. So you need to stay close to your airline. If you're not getting the answers that you need, keep on at them. Look for the social media feeds, look for the contact details on their website, and make sure you get the information that you need.
Some of the red warning initially kicks in for parts of Kilkenny, Wexford, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Waterford, Carlow, Graham from about 2 o'clock in the morning until 10. What time is your first flight out at tomorrow?
Our first passenger flight will go out just before 6 o'clock in the morning, and then we've a very busy first wave. You know, you've got a flight going out pretty much every 3 to 5 minutes in that period. The trouble for us when the weather hits like it is forecast to hit tomorrow in that early period is that the schedule gets knocked off early, and it's very hard to rectify that as the day goes on because, you know, we've a very busy schedule tomorrow. So it's there's a lot of preparing going on at the moment. I'm just off a call there with my own team where we stood up our emergency groups to see how we're going to handle it. So I think passengers who are due to travel tomorrow will start to see more advice coming out from airlines over the coming hours. So they should definitely look out for that.
Yeah, but if it's hitting, or, you know, initially due to start this storm Eowyn, you know, the worst of it, from 2 o'clock in the morning in the southeast of the country, the southwest of the country, can flights not take off in the east if it's not in the worst affected passage in terms of gusts and wind strength?
Well, we're looking here in Dublin at sort of 6 o'clock as being the point where winds are really going to pick up. At Cork, it will be earlier than that, obviously. So, look, it's going to have an impact from early on. That's what we're expecting. And if you think as well, those planes are going to have to, you know, get ready to take off. So they're going to have to look at air bridges and things like that. So wind speeds can be dangerous with air bridges. You know, if you're trying to load things onto planes as well, there's a lot more than just getting the planes into the sky. There's a lot needs to happen on the ground. And, you know, wind tolerances are key there, the wind speeds. And we would look at something called consistent wind speed gusts. So if they go over 40 knots per hour, that's where things start to get dangerous. So look, we're looking at all this, as you just heard, it's very unpredictable. Yeah. There's a lot of change potentially here. Even from when we were talking about this yesterday internally, things have moved quite considerably. So that'll continue through the rest of the day. I think airlines will be coming out with advice this afternoon and this evening, so definitely stay close to them.
So until you see more right now, if you're a passenger travelling from Dublin Airport or any airport tomorrow morning, is the advice go to the airport as planned until you hear otherwise?
Look, ultimately, it's up to the passenger whether they want to fly. Our job will be to keep the airport open as long as it is safe to do so. We may have to cease operations for a short period of time. But look, we're expecting flights to run tomorrow. I think airlines will be doing their best to get people away. So I think you need to make a decision whether you want to fly tomorrow, whether you want that disruption. Have you got travel insurance in place? Have you got that airline ticket that will allow you to move your flight perhaps to Saturday or Sunday? So there's decisions to be made for people. Hopefully, though, that the decision-making process will be made easier as airlines start to push out their information this afternoon.
There's a listener wondering, will the DAA staff be able to get to work?
Yeah, look, we're working with staff as well. We're looking at things like having staff staying in hotels potentially around the airport to get them in tomorrow. We've a busy day planned tomorrow. You're talking about 85,000 passengers, so that's a busy Friday. So we're going to need staff in there. We're going to need to make sure the food and beverage outlets are open where possible. I think some of the retail shops may not open tomorrow. If they can leave their staff at home and not open for a day, that's potentially something I think that they're looking at. But yeah, we need staff, and we're looking at any way possible to get staff there, but absolutely with safety in mind.
All right. Listeners wondering, what about Saturday? We have an event on in Cork. We don't know what to do at the moment. Another listener is wondering, what happens if you're due to get married tomorrow? We'll try and find, I suppose, look, it'll just depend what time proceedings are starting at, whether it's church, service, whatever. It's a difficult predicament for that listener. 1800 453 106 is the number. Brendan Crowley is with us. Brendan's the managing director and owner of Wexford Bus. How are you affected, Brendan?
Hi, Andrea. We've spent the morning looking at what we may, you know, the arrangements that we've got to put in place. And reality of it is we're in an area that we operate over a number of areas that have different time bands in terms of warnings. But most of them are kicking off at 2 o'clock in the morning. So realistically, we're terminating services at 11 o'clock tonight. And that will allow time for vehicles to return to base and for our own team to get home safely. And then we plan to recommence services once 2 hours after the red warnings tomorrow. But that will obviously be subject to road conditions, etc.
Yeah,
well, we've got to allow time for people to get in and for us to be able to, for our long distance services, say we operate a number of services, say to Dublin Airport and Dublin City. They're operating via motorways. We don't expect too much problems with those once the winds die down. But we also operate a lot of regional and local services. And, you know, you're going to have roads with trees down, that kind of stuff. So we need to allow time for to get things back up and running.
The National Transport Authority, the NTA, earlier announced that public transport services wouldn't be operating. So that obviously covers yourself and every other private provider as well.
Yeah, I think, look, for all of us, safety is the number one priority. And so, you know, you have to take the risk out of it. And the best thing to do is just, for the red warning, is be prepared for it and allow time for it to pass. I suppose the main thing here is the wind is not going to switch on at 2 o'clock and switch off.
No, that's the thing, yeah.
You know, so it's going to be a build up to it, and those gusts can come at any time. And I suppose it's a little bit of a movable feast as well. Is that 10 o'clock? It might last a bit longer. Two of the areas we operate, you know, like, I mean, we operate in Wexford and Wicklow, and I mean, there's 10 o'clock in Wexford and 11 o'clock in Wicklow. And I suppose we've got to look at where the buses can be going through areas that are red. You know, and orange at the same time. You know, the route may have two different zones, so we've got to go with whichever is the worst. So obviously red, if that's on any part of the route, well then the route won't operate.
That'll mean it's affected. Listener here wondering, Jim in Stillorgan, please ask what time bus services are likely to restart tomorrow afternoon. I use the bus to get to work. Just on that, a note here, public transport, this is including all Dublin bus services, won't be operating while the status red warning is in place. They're telling customers, check the website, check for social media updates on when services are likely to return on Friday. So Jim, I suppose the advice is keep an eye on whatever bus, I suppose it's Dublin bus you're using, and you'll find out when services will recommence. Another texter, so transport stops working, how do the real frontline workers get to work if they rely on transport? Also, perhaps Garda, the medics, nurses, the fire brigade, should they all stop during the storm? Asks this listener. It's an incredibly difficult situation for them. Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager in Rotheran, is on the line. You're, I suppose, shutting down too, Barry, tomorrow?
Yeah, unfortunately, Andrea, obviously, look, you know, the stark warnings that we're receiving are very, very clear. This is not your normal storm. And what we will be doing, I suppose, from the start of tomorrow and right through any time that there is a status red warning in place, we won't have any trains on the network. That's Intercity, Dart or Commuter. And we would warn people, and look, all transport modes are similar, as we've heard, is that when red ends, disruption doesn't end. We will obviously be getting our crews in to place. We'll be sending trains out ahead of passenger services to check lines, because we expect a lot of fallen trees, but other debris, possible other damage. So we'll need to make sure that all of that is clear. So expect significant disruption right through tomorrow, as I say, with no trains in the morning. We will reopen when it is safe to do so, when it's safe for customers.
Is that likely to be in the orange warning then, Barry?
As I say, it will be down to what our crews encounter, and obviously we will need them to work safely to clear fallen trees, things like that. So we'll be keeping customers updated on our website, irishrail.ie, on Twitter at Irish Rail, throughout the day with the service as it unfolds. But probably, you know, the best advice I can give is don't be planning to be travelling tomorrow. We will reopen in afternoon and evening if we can, but there really are no guarantees for tomorrow, and certainly there are no trains in the morning.
All right, Barry Kenny, Éireann Ó Éireann, thanks a million, Barry, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. That National Emergency Coordination Group press conference has just ended, so we will bring you details and updates from that too as they emerge very shortly. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather is on the line. Has there been any change, Alan?
Not really, to be honest with you. I suppose just clarification of the fact that schools are to close and things like that, and some clarification around transport, but really no change in the overall picture of red warnings. The timings of the warnings were adjusted a little bit this morning by Met Éireann, but there hasn't been any update to those warnings since.
And that seems to start roughly around the south west of the country from about 2 a.m. and then that moves inland.
Yes, so the first of the red warning comes into operation at 2 a.m, which is for the south and the southeast and the southwest, and then that lasts till 10 a.m, and then it varies for 3 a.m. for Clare and Galway, and 4 a.m. then for a little bit further north, and then in some areas it's not till 6 a.m. And 7 a.m. So it does vary quite a bit in terms of the timing. So you want to check your own county on the Met Éireann warnings on met.ie.
Yeah, as the other side of that is that, you know, Storm Éowyn isn't going to pay much heed to county boundaries either, Alan.
No, but just in terms of knowing in terms of when the worst hours are expected for your area, because some people are talking about maybe travel, but you need to look at the travel for the area that you're going to as well, because even if it doesn't start till maybe 6 a.m. in your area or 7 a.m, but if you're heading further south, it will have started already. But yeah, you're right. I mean, really and truly here, if you don't need to be out tomorrow morning from midnight tonight, if you don't need to be out anywhere until midday tomorrow, then stay in, let the worst of the storm pass.
These gusts that we've been hearing about and the extraordinary strength that they're likely to be, are there certain areas, Alan, for which they will be much worse?
Yes, so the areas that are most likely to see the highest gusts are really along the west coast, but then kind of draw a line in from Galway inland, and you're looking at some very significant inland gusts in that area. But really right across the country, Andrea, you're looking at very damaging gusts. But the North Midlands and the West and the Northwest, they're the area that I would be particularly concerned about in terms of gusts of over 150 kilometres an hour, which we don't see in Ireland. And they're the areas that you're likely to see damage that you don't normally see from a storm that we've seen in maybe the last 20 odd years.
Sorry, Alan, was that the North, the West and Northwest you highlighted?
The West, the Northwest and the North Midlands is the two, right, three areas in particular. So, you know, even like Roscommon, Westmead, Longford, Leitrim, inland parts of Galway, Mayo, Sligo, those areas are particularly, but all areas really, it's just those areas are where we may see the highest inland gusts.
Okay. Siobhan Wynne, who's from the ESB Network's regional manager. Siobhan is with us here too, Alan, on the line. Like, Siobhan, I imagine your crews are going to be under incredible pressure tomorrow.
Hi, Andrea. Yes, no, we're certainly planning for a very busy time now over the coming days. We have all of our crews have been mobilised. They're ready. They're on standby now for tomorrow. We've also mobilised all of our contracting partners there. So we have electrical contractors and timber crews and poling crews and diggers. So they're all on standby also. And we've also reached out then to other utilities. So really it will be a matter of monitoring the situation now overnight. And then first light in the morning, depending on the weather conditions, we'll be sending crews out to start dealing with any emergency situations and assessing the damage.
So people can probably expect, Siobhan, in parts of the country to wake up tomorrow morning to no power.
Unfortunately, that will be the case. You know, all of the indicators and everything that, you know, like Alan has told us there in terms of the weather that we're facing, we absolutely expect to see, you know, anticipate severe damage on our network now over the next 24 hours. So unfortunately, we will have sustained damage by the time people wake up in the morning. It's really important for just to let listeners know, you know, that safety message is really important now.
Yeah.
For tomorrow. So when people are, you know, out and about, inevitably at some point they will get out. You know, if you encounter any lines or wires down on the ground, please, you know, treat them as being live. It could be extremely dangerous. So if people do come across fires on the ground, if they can report us to us, I might just give you our emergency number there, is 1-800-372-999.
Okay. I presume you don't want everybody in every house calling off a mobile tomorrow to tell you they've no power. So what's the best logistical way to manage outages like this, Siobhan?
Yes, so everybody, I think, probably is well aware at this stage of our powercheck.ie website. That is the best place to log a call with us. So if you go on there and you check to see if your area has already been logged as having an outage, that's fine. That means we know about it and we will be dealing with it. But if you go on and you find that your particular location hasn't been logged as having a fault, well, then we would like people to log those faults with us.
And in terms of the things that people can do themselves tonight in their homes, what's your advice?
So, yes, I think it would be really prudent now for all of our customers just to work on the basis that you may lose power overnight. So basic things like keeping your mobile phone up to date, charged. If you've got a power bank, charge that. Get spare batteries in. Make sure you have torches. And then also have your MPRN ready. It's on your electricity bill there, just because if you are logging a fault, that's the way to do it.
That's how you do it. Additional batteries. Additional water supplies, and if you have an extra laptop or iPad at home, might be no harm. Maybe pre-download one or two things off Netflix, because you could be in for a long evening. Siobhan Wynn, ESB Networks Regional Manager. Siobhan, thanks for the update here in Lunchtime Live. Owen Carey, travel journalist, is with me. For all of the passengers hoping to get out of the country tomorrow, Owen, what's the latest?
Yeah, I'm thinking of changing my name to AON. It all goes down to the aircraft type. I do expect aviation to work pretty much as normal. I do expect getting to and from the airport to be a bigger problem than actually the flights that are cancelled. But if you're on a turboprop, one of the smaller aircraft, they're the ones operated by Emerald Airways. People would know them as Aer Lingus Regional. Most of those flights are going to be cancelled. A lot of them already have. Don't bother trying to contact your airline to see if your flight is working. Those guys stopped answering the phone back in 2009. It's really hard to get through to them. They will get in touch with you. They're pretty good at social media. They have your phone, they have your email, and they like, they're directing Ryanair in particular, who do more than 60% of the flights on and off the island, are directing people to the app. Ryanair have a reputation of jumping early during Storm the Beast from the East in 2018 and Storm Ophelia in 2017. They were quick to cancel flights. The fact they haven't done so means they expect to operate pretty much as normal. If your flight is cancelled, you're going to get told by the airline. If the flight gets cancelled, it's their job to rebook you, refund you, get you to where you're supposed to go. If you're a nervous flyer, though, and you pull out, it's your problem. Mm. Don't expect them to come back and give you a refund.
Well, we had Graham McQueen here from the Dublin Airport Authority in the last hour, Owen, and he said that obviously the Dublin Airport, for instance, and the Dublin Airport Group are working with the airlines at the moment to try and figure out what the story is going to be and best protocol and policies and all of that for tomorrow. I suppose one of those passengers, like many in the country, tuned to get out of Dublin tomorrow as well. But
a very lucky little girl you're not flying from Donegal, because they're the flights that will be cancelled. Like, we've lost, for instance, the very first Air France off in the morning at 6 a.m. Listeners will be familiar with it. It's a big connecting route down to Africa, places like that. That's not coming in tonight, and it's cancelled for tomorrow. Swiss Airlines, they've cancelled. But most of what's been cancelled are going to be turboprop, the smaller aircraft. I do expect Aer Lingus and Ryanair to operate pretty much close to normal. And if you were coming back from America, I don't know if anyone in America is listening, but there is going to be a treat, because some of the fastest transatlantic flights we've seen have been in the last 48 hours, because the storm has been over the Atlantic for that length, where they're coming in between 20 and 30 minutes earlier. Mm. The record JFK to Dublin flight is 4 hours and 48 minutes. We might see that broken in the morning.
Yeah, quicker than getting home to Donegal, by all accounts, driving anyway. Just on that, actually, for people that maybe are a nervous passenger or a nervous flyer, Owen, is it the takeoff or the approach and landing that will be worse if flights go ahead as planned tomorrow?
it's almost a landing, and you'll see beautiful videos, spectacular videos on social media all day tomorrow of aircraft coming into land at various airports. You know, they wobble a bit, but the wing goes down. If the captain is unhappy, and safety is first with these guys, they're very, very good at it. There are very few air crashes. I mean, if there's one in a year now, that's about it. So if they're unhappy, they'll do a go around. But these aircraft, you've got to remember, there's two manufacturers, Boeing, the ones that Ryanair use, and Airbus, the ones that Aer Lingus use. They are built for serious wind conditions around the world. And not just, you know, Ireland doesn't get a storm of this magnitude very often, but they're built to land and take off in those circumstances. One of the things I did last year was went to Seattle to talk to all these test pilots whose job is to take the new aircraft and fly in the most extreme conditions in the north, frozen and wind conditions and hurricane conditions. The aircraft are built for it. That's why the main airlines, Aer Lingus and Ryanair, will be operating through it. But the turboprops, the smaller ones, are not going to be doing so.
Owen Curry, travel journalist. Owen, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. Pete the Builder is with us. Pete, like, people have been just absorbing this information about Storm Éowyn for the past 2 days nearly at this point, I'm sure. What can people do at home today to try and best protect their house?
Hey, Andrea. Yeah, look, the first thing to do is to try and get ahead of the storm. There's no point in trying to go out to the back garden to stop something from blowing away while the storm is in full motion, because that's just going to be extremely dangerous and impractical. So try and get ahead of it by going out, having a look around, and just quite simply say to yourself, you know, realistically, during very heavy gusts, what can lift and what can move? The obvious ones are like trampolines, any sheet material like plywood or even lighter materials like insulation. It's not a case of if, it's when they will lift, if they don't have weight on them and if they're left in any kind of exposed conditions. So it's really just about having a little bit of common sense and just having a good look around and just being realistic about knowing what is going to lift during heavy gusts, because that's what we're going to get. We're going to have sort of prolonged heavy wind, but then you're going to get these extremely strong gusts, and they're the dangerous ones. They will cause lift on any sheet material, any tarpaulins, anything like that, that you may have, like covering a bike or covering something. If it's outside tonight, it's going to end up, you know, in the neighbour's garden or way down the road.
Any loose garden furniture, Pete, expected to be in your neighbour's?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you need to just be clever about it. Put it into the corner. If you have a garden wall, get it into the garden wall area and put some weight in and around it. Like, obviously, you can't bring everything into your house, but if you can bring anything that is of any value that you feel make it move, definitely bring it inside or put it in as sheltered a spot as possible. Like, don't park your car beside a skip with a load of sheet material in it. Sensible stuff like that is really all people need to do. The timing is actually pretty good, because it's happening during the night when most people will be in bed. So, you know, people shouldn't be out and about during the worst of this weather.
Okay.
And again, it just makes no sense to try and fix something. If you hear a bang, obviously be observant, but don't be going outside to try and stop something from blowing away. You'll end up, you could really end up getting very badly hurt.
A lot of people talking about slates on their roof. I mean, that's not something you want to start looking at today.
No, it's a bit late for that type of thing. Again, you know, the best situation is let this storm happen. If there's anything obvious and anything simple and you have a small bit of time now, obviously put weight on something, take something that's loose and put it into a sheltered area and put some weight on it. But we're not going to get a huge amount of rain, from what I can see. So we are going to get huge winds and gusts, but we're not going to have a huge amount of rain. So if a slate blows off your roof, you don't need to be running out and grabbing that slate and trying to get it back up on the roof straight away. Yes, there's going to be some damage, but, you know, that damage can be repaired, and you're not going to be in a situation where immediately you've got water pouring into the house. It appears that it's not going to be heavy rain with the wind, which is a small advantage.
And trampolines, Pete, is the other thing people are talking about. What is the best way to try and secure those? Or any sort of outdoor kids swing slides, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, realistically, you know, the best way of doing it is to dismantle them. But there's obviously a body of work in that, and people are saying to themselves, there's no way I'm going out to dismantle a full trampoline. But a lot of the trampolines have edge protection on them, which has like a material on them, and that will simply act like a sail. The trampoline itself would be the exact same. It acts like a sail. The wind will come through, it will catch it, and again, it will lift. So if you can put sandbags on the base of the trampoline, put the trampoline into the most sheltered position that you can as well, because if the wind gets to travel, it will have much more power in it. Whereas if it's up against a more sheltered area or a corner of the garden, and again, the wind is coming from generally the southwest direction, so, you know, make sure that you're not putting your material in the exposed corner of the garden.
I'd say there'd be an egg chair, an egg chair that might find or take up residence in my kitchen, I think, later on tonight, Pete. Listen, thanks a million. Loads of advice there for listeners. Finally, Neil McDonald, who's the CEO of ISMI, is with us as well. A lot of businesses too, Neil, making plenty of preparations this afternoon.
They are. Good afternoon, Andrea. And I think the key to it is to make the preparations now. It's going to be too late at close of business today or first thing in the morning, because this warning basically commences at 2 a.m. on Friday morning. So businesses need to be taking action and taking decisions now. As you've seen already, the schools have notified closures for tomorrow, and that's fine. But of course, unfortunately, there are an awful lot of businesses, particularly in the services sector, that can't close tomorrow. They're effectively essential services. And the people running those need to be contingency planning now about what they're going to do. You know, you can't just close a nursing home or a childcare facility because of Storm Owen. You have to figure out how you're going to get your staff there in the morning, or are you going to ask them to come in tonight? These are the kinds of things that business owners need to be doing.
All right. Listen, Neil, thanks a million for joining us here as well on Lunchtime Live. Look, we'll keep you posted with all of the latest developments throughout the course of the afternoon here into the evening and to from early tomorrow morning. But if you want to get in touch, email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.